The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday. You know, you need Mondays through Fridays to rest up from the weekend.
Seriously.
Seriously. I mean, you work on Sundays, and I collapse. Good morning, everybody. Hey, the 24th of July, 2023, 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah. You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Did you actually get some sleep last night?
Not really, but I just woke up with, like, crazy amounts of energy, I guess, so.
Ooh. Oh, tell me. Oh, you don't have to tell me what it is. I can tell you what it is. Oh, I'm 19. Yeah. I can
probably
hear that.
Young. I'm young.
Young. Hey, you got the weather?
I do. It's going to be a little bit cooler this week. We're going to be mostly in the high 90s, low 100s. Today we have a high of 97. Tomorrow being the highest with a high of 100. And then our lows are going to be in the high 60s. Low 70s, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of a little
break.
It's
going to be a break.
90 degrees. 99.
You know, Linda's out at the horse. She leaves the house at, what time did she leave this morning? 5:15? to be able to get the horse out and get taken, you know, take care of everything.
Yeah.
So, but I was going to tell her this week's not going to be too bad. You could probably wait till 6:30.
That's true.
Or something like that. If we have to. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in the business several decades. Their customer service is just outstanding. That's why they've been able to stay in the business and prosper so long. It's a better-known business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they... in fact, they have programs for a lot of different people that they help. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, if it's Monday, it must be Anne Marie.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. The community calendar.
Yes, sir.
Is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance of Redding. 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. Their phone number is 530-224-2345. And Curtis Byron and Siskiyou Insurance said, hey, you know what? I'd like to sponsor the community, our community calendar. So.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so we're just starting that today.
Oh, fantastic.
So thanks a lot, Curtis.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So now, go for it.
Well, today is National Cousins Day.
Okay.
That's a fun day.
Yeah, that's where, that's like a family reunion that Liam goes to so he can meet girls.
That's a whole nother show, folks.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, July 25th, is National Hire a Veteran Day.
Okay, we can go for that.
We can definitely go for this one. A day set aside to encourage business owners to consider hiring someone that has served within our military. National Hire a Veteran Day, tomorrow, July 25th.
And I just want to announce that I'm always looking for a good part-time job that pays me a tremendous amount, and I don't have to do too much or have much responsibility. So, but that's a government job, right? Okay, go on. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
That's okay. I'm enjoying it. On Wednesday, July 26th, you can enjoy the FABA show, tribute to ABBA, located at the Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. Opener starts at 6 p.m., headliner at 7 p.m., and this is a free concert series to attend. Are you guys fans of ABBA?
Okay, look, when I want to, I'll jump in here. Otherwise, it's all up to you, okay?
Okay.
And I do. I really like ABBA. So, anyway, go on.
Dancing Queen would be my favorite. Okay.
Well, of course it would.
Now, calling all Jerry Seinfeld fans, he will be performing live at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Thursday, July 27th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $50 and are available to purchase at readingcivic.com.
We're heading to that. We are going to that.
Oh, fantastic. The Reading Civic Auditorium is located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. On Friday, July 28th, the Whitmore Community Center will have a barbecue dinner from 5 to 8 p.m. Located at 30555 Whitmore Road, you can have a hot dog with salad and drink for $8 or a burger, salad and drink for $10. The meals are also served with your choice of baked beans, pasta, or potato salad. Another Chance Animal Welfare League, a nonprofit organization in Palisadro, will be hosting their big 50% off sale on most items at their store location, 9384 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. The event runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and all proceeds go to help this local animal-based nonprofit. According to the group's website, Another Chance Animal Welfare League works to rescue, care, and rehome lost, abandoned, and surrendered animals. For more information, give them a call at 530-547-7387 or visit acawl.org.
It's in the Holiday Mart Shopping Center as you're driving in. It's over on the right-hand side. So
absolutely.
That's where it is.
I was just there a few days ago. Also, on Saturday, July 29th, look for the Shasta 150 at the Shasta Speedway, located at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Now, this is part of the ARCA Menards Series West. That's a mouthful. But grandstands open at 4 p.m., live music by Black Vinyl 45 starts at 5 p.m., and there will be a special autograph session at 7 p.m. where you can meet the drivers. Pre-sale general admission tickets through July 27th range in price from $25 for adults, $15 for children 4 to 12, and free for kids 3 and under. Tickets can be purchased at Eventbrite.com. Tickets purchased after the pre-sale period are slightly higher. And that is this week's sample of events locally for your community calendar.
Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
Well, thank you, guys.
And you have a great week.
Thank you. I'm going to enjoy this cooler weather for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Your community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Curtis Byron and his people down there. Curtis is really big on doing a lot of things around our community, and he asked me about this. So I appreciate it, Curtis. And another way to support the community. And let's see, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. That is also a locally owned bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one on 1845 California Street, one down there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch, and the newest branch out there in Anderson on Ventura Street. They are sponsored for many local organizations and events. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we'll be right back with Wes Tucker, who is our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a better-known business. It's a locally owned, locally operated business. And nobody fixes your windshield better than Jeff Wurst. You got a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it, he can guarantee it, and he doesn't fool around with your safety or your family's safety. He makes sure the job is done correctly, and it's something you don't have to worry about afterwards. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. You got that chip and you go, gee, I don't know. Do I need to get this thing fixed? And there's some of them, like the Star one I had 2 weeks ago, that got fixed. Some of them, he can tell you, and he doesn't pull any punches, but he'll give you the straight scoop when you bring it in there to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Cars, trucks, RVs with the big windshields. He can save you a lot of money just by being able to fix a couple of chips in there. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, I'm here with Wes Tucker, who is the his main job is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, but you're also the commander of VFW Post 1934.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about VFW Post first.
All right, so like we've come on here. You guys have been big supporters of ours, so let us come on here and kind of talk about our mission and everything.
Always.
We had our big we had our big move. We had a lot of construction costs, and we were about $80,000 in debt to the contractors, and they've been really good about working with us. We've been paying them as we go, and we've done a great job between our sponsors and our contributors and things of that nature. So we've actually whittled that down to about $20,000, but we still have a need, and we're still trying to raise some funds, and that's where we're sitting right now. But
so what kind of events are you having, or is there something that people can do, or what?
Yeah, so recently we had our golf tournament, and we did really well out of the golf tournament. We raised about $16,000 from the golf tournament, so we're really excited about that. But this is all post-golf tournament. Right now, we have a button on our website, so if you go to Post 1934, VFWpost1934.com, you'll be able to go on there, and there's a little donate button that you can click on, and it'll give you the option to donate some, and you can support us financially by going through that website, and we would love to have that. As far as other fundraisers, we're trying to come up with some ideas right now, because our main fundraiser for the year is the golf tournament, so we're coming up with some new ideas and some different things to bring people in and have some fundraisers.
Okay, so the reason they moved was some local people bought that whole area down there where Woody's is and the old antique place and the VFW post, and they were really good. I mean, yeah. I can say this: they treated you all well.
Yeah. So right.
I'm not saying, oh, look at these jerks. No. They treated you well.
Yeah. They gave us a couple free months to help us with our moving costs and things of that nature. They had actually bought the building a while ago, but and they were kind of asking us. Pardon me. They're asking us to move out, and then COVID happened, and I think that they kind of let up on us because of COVID, but at the same time, I think they probably didn't have a lot of tenants who were paying their bills regularly. So between the two, we were able to stay, and they kind of left us alone. And we, but eventually got to a point where we needed to move out, and they were raising our rent from about $1,500 a month, which is what we paid for about 30 years, to about $5,000 a month. So
jump there.
Slight jump. So we just couldn't afford it. So they we found another location, and we started converting a florist into our new canteen. And that's a pretty expensive endeavor. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's over in Cypress Square?
Yeah. It's
shopping center.
163 Locust Street. It's
yeah.
Facing the bridge behind Orchard Nutrition.
Behind Orchard Nutrition. And it's really a good looking, facility you got in there.
Oh, they did a great job.
Oh, they've done
beautiful.
A good job there. And you can play, what is that, the shuffleboard?
Yeah, the shuffleboard's there.
And then you've got a pool table.
We have one pool table.
One pool table? We had to lose the other one.
Well, we lost a lot of square footage.
Yeah. But you you moved the bar across, and you can – what about food there? Can you have food there?
You can bring food. We have, like, some small things. So if you get the munchies or something while you're sitting there, we can accommodate that.
But no Taco Tuesday?
You know, we're actually working on bringing Taco Tuesday back. We do still have Burger Mondays, so every Monday.
Okay.
So if you want to come in tonight, get a burger.
There you go. You don't have to be a veteran to donate to this post.
No, it's true. We'll take anybody's money regardless of civilian or veteran status.
You can bring friends into it that aren't veterans, and any veteran can come into it.
Correct. You don't have to be a member of the VFW or have served in a foreign conflict.
You can just come in there.
Yeah, veterans and their guests.
Right. Can you, if I wanted to bring 10 people in with me, could I do that?
I'd love it if you brought 10 people in, Carl. Come on down.
Burger Monday. Okay, so it's Burger Monday. There's plenty of parking. And how much are the burgers?
The burgers are about $6, and usually we have sides and things like that that all come with it. So.
Yeah, for $6. Where are you going to get that? Well, that even beats In-N-Out.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you can have a cold, frosty beer.
There you go.
At the same time.
Which definitely is something In-N-Out has not been offering.
That is right. They have never offered a cold.
Despite my letter writing campaign.
How many members in the VFW Post?
34. Ours, we're sitting, we're the largest one in our district. So we're sitting around 200, I believe it's about 240, members who are.
I just repaid my dues, okay. So for it.
You know, this is actually pretty interesting. So if you're a VFW member or if you've been thinking about becoming one, next month the state of California is doing, not the state, but California Department of California, VFW Department of California.
They
will be paying half of your rate if you sign up to become a life member. And so, you know, for the life member, the life membership changes based off your age. So it's, you know, depending on if you're in your 80s, it's significantly less expensive than if you're in your 30s or 20s. But it's a $400 investment for me to become a life member. And last year, I believe it was last year they did it. And so I took advantage and it only cost me $200 to become a life member, which usually would cost $400. So.
Let me see. I've been a Veterans of Foreign Wars. I've been a veteran of foreign wars for like 50 years. Didn't join until I got here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I found that, you know, there's posts for us. And you can be on active duty, of course, and join. And I have enjoyed VFW Post many times throughout my life. And I'm happy I'm a member here. So depending on your age, you can get a lifetime membership. And the VFW, the head VFW Post here in California will pay half of it.
Yep, starting in August.
Depends on your age. Yeah.
Oh, now, they'll do it no matter what. Just a price for life memberships.
Oh, it just goes down.
It varies.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to pay the same as a 25-year-old.
No, you
wouldn't think, even though I may be there longer than him.
What are you talking about? You look great. What are you, 32? What 30, are you looking at,
34.
Oh, okay. 34? Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, so the VFW Post, it's down in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, but it's behind the Orchard Nutrition on the side facing the bridge there. So it's on the other side if you're coming through there. So you can head on down there. They have Burger Mondays. I'd really like you to bring back Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, and we're working on it. We're getting used to some of the space, and we're still navigating some of the lost space.
You have a cooking area back there, or did you
put that in there? We don't have a cooking area
you
inside.
You put it out. You take it outside.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a flat top and a grill, and we take those outside and we cook on those. So, the another cool thing.
Well, that's cool because then that saves you a lot of problems.
Yeah, and that tank of gas, propane, is not as it's a little cheap to. We could fill that up, replace, and use it as we need. So,
yeah, there you go.
The another cool thing about the district. So we're in District 8. And we are the number one district in recruiting of any district in the state of California. So our post, and Susanville and, Bernie, all these areas, we're the number one in recruiting for in the state of California. So that's a pretty cool accomplishment that our district accomplished. And then our district is also looking at, keep your eyes out if you're interested. Our district is going to start a motorcycle group, VFW motorcycle group. And so if you're interested in that.
VFW Post?
Well, it'll be the district that they want to do it with. And so
the VFW district, VFW district?
Yeah, the district we belong to that we report to.
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
So you wear a nice little vest with your emblem get
you,
on the back.
Yeah, they'll get you a vest with VFW on it, and you can add to it and put your little glamour on it. So if you if you served in one of the softer branches, you can put USMC on it or something.
No, yeah. Army aren't ready for the Marine Corps. Aren't ready to be a Marine yet. That's what it is.
Oh, I tell you the one that I heard, but it's not radio safe.
It's not radio safe. No, I've heard a few too. Okay, we're here with Wes Tucker, who is the commander of the VFW Post 1934. If you go to their website, which is VFWPost1934.com, you'll see a button on there about for donations, and any donation that you want to put in there, it will help pay off the final bill on having to move the VFW Post from over there on Oregon Street, where Woody's is, over to its present location. It wasn't their choice, but the people moving them out weren't as bad as they could have been.
Oh, yeah. They could have thrown us on the
streets. And I think they helped you move, too, didn't they? Or
well, they helped us with costs. So they gave us about 2 free months so that we could.
Okay.
Because we had signed the contract for the new lease, and so we were kind of – we had 2 locations, and it turns out you can't ride them like skis, so it was expensive.
Oh, no, you can't. So, okay, well, that worked out okay. It's a nice place. It's if you're a veteran or a veteran brings you in there, the cost of your suds is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
They have Burger Mondays, and that's tonight. And what time does that start?
It starts about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay. And goes to? Till somebody can't cook burgers anymore because they fall into the grill.
Yeah, there you go. Now we try to keep that guy sober. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to bring back Wesley Tucker again, but he's going to have a Shasta County Veteran Service hat on because he's the Shasta County Veteran Service officer. So, okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 24th of July, 7:34 in the morning, and approximately 70 degrees out there. My
73.
Okay. Today it's going to go up to 98. Tomorrow, about 100, but it's getting to cool off to about 68 tonight and 70 tomorrow. So, the difference between us and places like Phoenix is Phoenix does 110 and then it stays at 95 at night. There's no way to escape it. Here, we drop, 30 degrees, every night. So that's cool. And it cools your house off. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You've heard us talk about them before. It's locally owned, locally operated, great store, young couple running it. Not the only full service jewelry store in Reading, but the only one with a watch repairman that can take apart watches, fix them, put them back together. They can replace your batteries and nothing flat at a very reasonable price. And their selection of jewelry is just outstanding. Everything from Native American to specially designed jewelry. Only at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with it's contagious here. Wesley Tucker, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're going to talk about that now. What's going on down there for our veterans?
You know, we're pretty excited. We've officially started our appointments and our outreach. So
yeah, I saw that in your newsletter.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
So what we're doing right now for our appointments is every single one of our reps has a workload. So we've designed every single one of them to have a day where they can take appointments. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday we'll have days where one of our reps is doing appointments to help people who maybe if you have a job and you can't just leave and do first come, first serve, it gives you an opportunity to be like, okay, this is my appointment time. I can come in, let my boss know what my schedule is and things of that nature. But we're only doing one person a day because we want to still be able to accommodate walk-ins and especially brand new people.
So you're still accommodating walk-ins?
Yeah, we still accommodate walk-ins.
I was a little confused on that. Is it just means they're running on appointments or running by telephones or you still have walk-ins? So you still have all walk-ins.
Yeah, we still have walk-ins. We're still operating basically the same. But there is one day that if you're an established veteran with one of our reps, like such as Tori, and you come in on her appointment day, without having an appointment, if she's booked that day, then we won't be able to accommodate you. But you can come back any other day, and she'll be able to accommodate you as a walk-in. But that day is designed to help, you know, vets who maybe can't just come in, wait around for their spot to open, because we try
to
make
sure. So
they
can make an appointment, they can call in. Yeah. Or do they call in?
They can come in. Either one works for us.
Either way. Okay.
And then
that's good. So that helps people that may be having that come in from a little bit out of the area.
Yeah, it helps people who come in from out of the area, but it also helps people who maybe work full-time so they can kind of schedule a doctor appointment or something like that.
Sure.
The other exciting news that we have is the outreach to Bernie. So on the first and the third Wednesday of the month, we go out to Bernie at the office space out there at the HHSA building. This is there's a lot of veterans in Bernie, and we're just trying to meet them where they're at. So we're trying to accommodate that outreach for Fall River Mills and Bernie so that they don't have to drive all the way to Reading. And but all of our Bernie outreach is appointment. So make sure you're calling in, call into our office and schedule an appointment if you want to be seen in Bernie. And then we do the same thing in Anderson on the first and third Thursday. We do Anderson so that way we can accommodate our veterans in Anderson as well as the ones in Cottonwood so they don't have to drive quite as far out.
Okay. Well, that's great, especially for Bernie. And they're going through, and we'll get 8 o'clock, or we'll talk about this, as they're going through this horrendous thing with their water up there. It's unbelievable, frankly, to me. But how many people you see that are just new? I mean, you have regulars, you know, like me. You know, I'm not a real regular, but I come in every 10 years.
No, gotcha.
But new people coming into the area that come down to see you.
You know, it's kind of interesting because when I I didn't know about what the VSO was until I got out of the military, right?
Yeah.
And the only reason why I found out what it was because I started working for the county, and they said, have you been over to the service office? No. So I went over there, and they helped me out quite a bit and helped me get a little bit squared away. And then after that, the more I learned, I was like, okay, everybody, you know, the veteran community, we know what the VSO is. We know what the VSO is. And it's really, but we're still getting brand new people who come in or people who call thinking we're either the VA or something like that. And we explain to them what we do and what our mission is. And then we're able to help them usually.
I push a lot of people. I shouldn't say a lot. When people call with problems, especially like for their parents and mm-hmm. things, I immediately, you know, push them over to you all.
Oh, we appreciate
especially
it.
On the aid in attendance.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah, it is a huge one. So for the people who are just tuning in and haven't heard this yet, what can you explain what aid in attendance is?
Yeah, so if we have a veteran who maybe they're disabled and they're severely disabled and they can't get out of their house or they need assistance to be able to get out of their house, bathe themselves, things of that nature, there's different levels of it. So depending on what your level is would depend on what level of care that you'd be you'd qualify for. But we would be able to file a claim and help you get aid in attendance where somebody can actually come into your home, help you do all these things and be around you. And
Think of your parents, and they're in their 90s, and they're having problems keeping their house clean and all this, and making sure that they somebody's checking on them on a regular basis. This is what this is for. Is
yeah, and it's correct? Absolutely, and it's a great resource for veterans.
Yeah, and you can go from that to medical care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the sense of somebody coming in and helping you take, you know, if you know need medicine and those things, but it's for the veteran, but it's also for his spouse too. She can also get it.
Correct. And, yeah, and there's a disability, or there's claims that can be filed to help widows as well, to help them get like receive a survivor's pension and things of that nature. So there's a lot of opportunities. So if you think that you don't qualify, just you know,
how much is a survivor's pension?
You know, it depends on the level. It can, and it depends on what their needs are. I don't have the exact numbers on me right now, but it can range, and it really does depend on what the need for the person is and things of that nature.
So, but if you know, if they're trying to live on Social Security or things like this widow's pension comes in.
Yeah, handy. It's not going to be
$4,000.
Yeah, it's not going to put you over the top, but it's definitely going to give you a lot of help. $1,000 a month is a lot to somebody who's living paycheck to paycheck. So.
Well, yeah, and what it does too is it helps offset that a little bit. But see, this is something that veterans have earned. This is not a what do they call it?
This is not a handout.
What's the other word they use?
Oh, not charity, but the
starts with an I. Anyway, no, this is not a a handout. This is something that they earned with their service. For the aid in attendance, you have to have served during combat, but
yeah,
not necessarily been in combat, but served during the time that we were at war.
Correct. We have date ranges that would qualify you. So if you served during the Vietnam era, whether you're a Vietnam veteran or not, you would qualify. Same with Desert Storm, things of that nature.
Yeah. Or Korea. Any of those, like my father-in-law. But he was off the coast of Korea in a ship.
Yeah.
So they didn't all go ashore, but they were out there supporting.
If you serve during a lot of people, our most common thing that we get is service-connected disability. So somebody gets blown up, somebody gets hurt while they're in.
Okay, hold on for that, because that's going to take a little bit longer, and I have questions for that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just take a quick break.
You're the boss.
you know it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is stocked up, my friends, with fruit trees, fruit plants, like, you know, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. Of course, nobody really needs any help with blackberries because they're growing prolifically around here. But if you wanted to have blackberries, you could do it that way. Vegetables, herbs, so much more. Only at you can only get this. Not only get this, but Gold Leaf Nursery has these. They have statuary. If you like those water statues and. That you can put outside and all these, which I happen to love. We have this big fountain. So that I enjoy listening to. Kind of relaxing. Brings me back. But they're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's been there, they've owned that corner there for 95, 96 years. It's gone through an iteration of businesses there, everything from a car dealership to gas stations, but now it's Quick and Clean Car Wash. And it is absolutely fabulous. I take my truck in there, it comes out looking squeaky clean and brand new, if that's possible. But they really do, and it's very reasonably priced there. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Market in Eureka Way. Thoroughly endorse it. I'm here with Wesley Tucker. I thoroughly endorse him, too. He is not only the commander of VFW Post 1934 and honcho the move and everything over to the new spot, but he's also the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we're talking about aid in attendance, which is a big thing for our older veterans that they can receive, but they have to apply for it. And also, I had a friend that was injured and could not walk, and he got aid in attendance for several months because he needed help. Or did I get that? Or was that true?
So,
or did I get that wrong?
No, there are benefits for people who, depending on what your level of severity is. In fact, if you go in and you get a surgery or something from the VA or wherever, you can actually get a temporary disability rating.
Well, that's what he got.
Yeah.
Was.
Well, this is just a financial one. Aid in attendance actually have people coming out to you. But this person, like if you got a surgery, you can get a temporary disability rating where they'll pay you until you actually recover so that so you're not missing out on money when you get back to work. So.
Okay. Now, the for veterans who, you know, who have retired, they get their retirement pay. And then there's a also another income associated with this, and that's...
Yeah, so you have your service-connected disability, which is your disability that's related to anything that could have happened from being in the service. So if you're in...
That's from a broken leg.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or, honestly, if you were in long enough in the Marine Corps or the Army, at least, you've been on plenty of ruck marches that you've probably got some knee stuff or some lower back stuff that could be easily traced back to it. But
I have titanium screw in my ankle. Oh, yeah, there's
like
all
the million-dollar man here, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's yeah, that was a lot of fun. But things that happen to you in the military, and you think, well, you know, gosh, that was 20 years ago, but all of a sudden your knee is... Where you'd blown it out, and they took care of you while you were there, and you got back on that, you know,
right? Yeah.
But now it's having problems. You can go back and have that looked at. Right?
Yeah, you can go back if you can show that you got injured while you were in the military. They can give you some sort of compensation for it. A lot of people have hearing loss from the military, from explosives and gunfire.
Everybody has.
Being on I know a lot of the Navy people being on the aircraft carriers and things of that nature can really lead to tinnitus and hearing loss, and so those are things that you have to claim, and usually that's about a 10% disability rating where they'll actually pay you for it, and you can get your ears checked out by the VA as well. So.
Ears checked out, and also hearing aids, I think.
Yep, hearing aids.
Through the VA. Reason I'm talking about this is not an entitlement, which is the word I was looking for, and that starts with an E. But it was but this is something you've earned. You were injured, or, you know, your service, you know, from being around explosions, from being around off an aircraft carrier, even with the headphones on, it is loud.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have, you know, you may be experiencing hearing loss. So what you need to do is you go down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, and you talk to one of the counselors there, and they'll take all the information down, and they'll go back and check your records, and you all put in all the paperwork for everybody.
Yeah,
so
you don't really have to
do a lot.
We might ask you to go out and get some information to help us help you better. So, you know, if you're coming in for hearing loss and you don't have a current hearing test, or if you're coming in saying you have high blood pressure, we're going to ask you to bring in that documentation that says you have high blood pressure, because if you're a Vietnam veteran, hypertension is automatically attached to Agent Orange. So if you served in that area, come in. It's part of the PACT Act. You'll get some sort of compensation for it.
Here's the other thing. Agent Orange, it seems like every month they're finding a new disease that's caused by Agent Orange. Now let's look at Camp Lejeune. Camp Lejeune from the 50s up through like 1985, they had contaminated water. They had no idea. But then they find, you know, but there's high rates of cancer. There's all types of everything. And if you were stationed there for 30 days or more, you need to get down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office and ask them about what's going on with that.
Yeah, and if you're a younger vet who is in Afghanistan or Iraq or in Djibouti, then I would highly recommend if you have asthma or lung issues or anything of that nature, or any sort of disease that's associated with the burn pits. That's the new Agent Orange, and it's the one that's been hit in our group.
It's amazing. For our burn pits, we were burning the outdoor bathrooms, you might say, and we used 50-gallon drums that they just, you'd throw diesel fuel into it and burn it out of human waste. But I'm not sure that fits as a burn pit at, because there wouldn't probably any plastics in it. But what we're talking about, these large burn pits.
Yeah,
that
I remember
everything into.
So my job was a lineman in the Army, and I'd go out from different COBs and FOBs in Afghanistan, and I would do their initial cable installs. And I remember going out and being on some of the smallest COBs where they're trying to burn their stuff, or some small FOBs, and you'd see this private out there by himself, and all he has is his T-shirt over his nose, and he's burning tires, he's burning batteries, he's burning anything you can think of.
We never burnt things like that. Yeah. I guess all that stuff was taken away because we just had because we were far up on these things. So. Well, what we're trying to say is this. Shasta County Veterans Service Office helps people to the tune of about $4 million, $5 million
a year. So, actually, it's pretty cool. Just this year alone, we've brought in, I believe it was $4 million of retroactive back pay only related to service-connected disabilities to veterans in our community. So,
retroactive back pay.
Yeah, that's not their pension going forward. That is just the money that they got as a retroactive back pay. We surpassed $4 million for Shasta County veterans.
Now, that's $4 million that went to the veterans. Now, you step on that.
Non-taxed.
Non-taxed. Step on that, three times? Because they spend the money here. So it goes to stores. It goes to our local economy here.
Yeah, and this is just 1 year. I mean,
this has been going on for years.
And then in addition to that, we've brought in – this is all just from this year. So you got to think it's compounded year to year. No. But for this year, we've brought in $550,000 a month to local veterans that are going into their disability claims. And that's just for this year. So if we did the –
You mean starting in January?
Fiscal year. So
fiscal year.
June to July.
Okay.
Yeah, July to June, sorry, and the end of June.
Okay.
So going into the next fiscal year, these are that chunk of numbers right there. And so for the last 12 months.
Well, what we're saying here is this. There's a lot of veterans out there. We have a lot of veterans in Shasta County and Trinity County and Tehama County.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that if this is stuff, were earned by you.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't just given to you like an entitlement. These are part of your benefits that you earned for injuries that you suffered, any of these things. You deserve these. You've earned them. So you need to come down, though, and see the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. The other thing, too, is a lot of people think you can't be seen by the VA unless you're, retired or something. And that's not true either.
No, that's not true. In fact, there are levels of your disability rating. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's levels
of your voice somewhere over there. You just blew me out.
You want me to cough into the mic louder? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. No, there's levels. So if you are 50% service-connected disability, then you can go use the VA without having to do co-pays and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to urgent care. You can get surgeries. You can get treated for just about anything.
Yeah.
And then if you're less than that.
They have, by the way, when we say urgent care, it's a walk-in.
Yeah.
And you can be seen just like any other urgent care facility out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
No, it won't cost you anything. There's no co-pays. You can go in, get surgeries and all sorts of stuff, and they will.
Yeah, not that day, but what they'll do is
not at urgent care, no.
And Shasta Regional Medical Center is partnered up with them. There's a number of different, I think probably Mercy is too, that with the VA.
Mm-hmm,
so
yes.
That you can be seen by their doctors if the VA says, okay, this is related to your service. Boom, you go to an outside agency.
Right. And if it's something specific or something that's not maybe necessarily urgent or something that's super time sensitive, they can also send you to Sacramento to Mather's VA Hospital in Sacramento.
Yes, they can. I've been down there before.
You know, my grandpa was a big fan of theirs, and I've only had to use them once, and they treated me real well. So
but the thing about it is if you can get it done here, if it's
going
to take 30 days or more, I think is what it used to be. To be seen, you could be seen right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll sit you up. They'll ask you which doctor you want to go to. Oh, I want to go to this doctor. Okay, and then they'll set it up for you. No cost.
Yep, there you go. And the VA will eat the cost on it. So, and like you said.
As well they should.
You keep saying it's not an entitlement, and I'm with you on that. And that's something that I really try to push to people. Because
it's not
when
an entitlement.
When your country asks for you, you answered the call. And there's a lot of people who – they were draft dodgers. They did everything they could to get out of it, but the people who went did their time. And
then, a small percentage.
Yeah, a big thing for me now is for like our vets who are getting out now. You can say what you want about the younger generation or anything you want.
They're tough. Less than
1% of people who are eligible to join the military join. And so we've been fighting wars for the last 20 years, and less than 1% of the population is the ones who are fighting on the edge to defend freedom. And we are the last hope for freedom in this world, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. Okay, Wes Tucker, how do people get a hold of you?
Well,
over there at Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Yep. Our number is 225-5616, and they can call, schedule an appointment. They can, if you call and schedule an appointment, or you can call and find out what you need to bring to your walk-in. We also have virtual options for people if they want, if they want to set up a virtual appointment, then we'll send our virtual VSO email. We'll send you an email, and we'll coordinate letting you know all the things you need to bring to that appointment in case you can't quite make it into the office or something of that nature.
All right. Hey, thank you for what you do for our community, Wes.
Hey, thank you for giving us a platform.
Every month, come on here and talk about our VFW post and the Shasta County Veterans Service Officers. So many things going on there. Our veterans need to know there's a place here that's going to help them. And you all really do. Okay?
I appreciate that. And we have some updates. We'll have some updates on our outreach. And I'll bring Troy with us next time. And he can give you a really good detailed outreach update on what he's doing out in the community.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, which I'm already into. And when we come back, it'll be Open Line Monday.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Visiting the Korean Peninsula, Jennifer King, Washington.
Facing some fierce headwinds, U.S. business activity is slowed to a five-month low.
The composite PMI index, which tracks manufacturing and service sectors, fell this month. The survey data supported evidence that the U.S. economy was still growing as the third quarter began, but at a slower rate from the previous quarter. However, the Federal Reserve may look at falling input prices and slowed hiring as progress in its bid to lower inflation.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Texas Governor Abbott showing no signs of backing down as a lawsuit looms, the Justice Department issuing a deadline today, threatening to sue the state if it doesn't start removing barriers at keeping migrants from swimming across the Rio Grande. The Dow's up 190. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Sudan's military says 9 people, including 4 military personnel, have died after a civilian plane crashed in the eastern coastal city of Port Sudan. The military says a child survived last night's crash. It took place after the Russian-made plane took off from the city's airport. The military blames a technical failure for the crash, which comes as the war in Sudan reaches the 100-day mark with no end in sight. Sudan has plunged into chaos since mid-April, when months-long tension between the military and the powerful Rapid Support Forces exploded into open fighting in the capital Khartoum and elsewhere around the country. Russia claims there's been a drone strike on Moscow and Ukraine was behind it. Moscow's mayor says explosive drones fell near the Defense Ministry headquarters. There were no casualties. The Russians, meanwhile, launched fresh drone attacks on port facilities in southern Ukraine, injuring at least 4 people. News and analysis, townhall.com. Fallout from Putin's war in Ukraine is affecting the world of pro sports.
Poland's interior ministry says Russian tennis player Vera Zvonareva cannot enter the country, thereby hindering her from participating in the BNP Paribas Warsaw Open. Poland, which supports Ukraine in its war against Russia, says Zvonareva, a former world number two player who additionally holds a French passport, is on a banned list and not allowed entry into the country for state and public security reasons. It stresses that Poland opposes the Russian and Belarusian regimes and those in support of them. In a statement, the Women's Tennis Association, or the WTA, says it's evaluating the situation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 3.8 magnitude earthquake shook a northern Arizona town yesterday afternoon, with no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. That small quake struck near Chino Valley. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She's off to, she was out at 5:30. She wakes up at 4:30 this morning. I'm not kidding you. 4:30. No, she had her alarm set at 4:30, so she could be out of there at 5. So she was leaving at 5. And I heard from her just as I was walking back in today. She was coming back, and that was at 7.
Jeez.
Well, you know, it's hot out there.
It is hot.
So she takes care of our Odina the Wonder Horse with all the things going on. And it saves me from having to do it later on in the day. I mean, like yesterday I was out there at 1.
Oof.
And it was a little warm. And we put up a fan. Okay, let's go through our regular stuff first. I'm going to talk about what we did in this horse. Today is the 24th of July. It's 8:06 in the morning. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I really believe in Shasta Regional Medical Center and the people there. And I got Liam here.
Good morning.
Mondays. Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
I know you're not a veteran, but did you listen to any of that?
I did. Yeah. I think it's important.
Well, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes too, but, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And the weather's gonna be, the temperature's gonna be better this week.
We're gonna have a high of 97 today, a low of 69 tonight. Hottest day we're gonna have this week is Tuesday with a high of 100, but other than that, we're gonna be mid to high 90s. So. It's still hot, but it's not 110 hot, which is nice.
No, it's not going to be the 110. But stand by. We'll probably get a couple of these days in August. We'll just sit here and inside the studio and be panting like a lost dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family have been in the Shasta Gas Propane for well over 20 years. They have great customer service. They have thrived in the economy, ups and downs, but have thrived in it because of their customer service and how they treat their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. It's, of course, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other programs to help people. Just give them a call, 530-365-3793. Chuck goes off on a regular mission to Vietnam where he searches for MIAs, and hopefully his next one I'll be able to go with him because I've never been to Vietnam. I missed it somehow. I didn't miss it too much after that, but I think I'd like to go with him on this. This is a search mission for MIAs and that they have found locations for them. And then there's excavations, almost like an archaeological dig, where they try to find the remains of the, and it's usually like a helicopter or something, which helps pinpoint it. And then the remains of the soldiers, Marines, airmen. And so he does that about every other year.
Mm.
I thought it might be really interesting to go with him next time. Okay, We were just talking about the, Odin of the Wonder Horse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Linda goes out. Odin of the Wonder Horse. As you know, as people have followed it, she got an injury in her right rear leg, which entailed a wrapping of the leg for a month or two. And she finally came back to full strength. And we were just having a great time. And then it starts raining. You remember our 4 months of rain or 3 months of rain?
Yeah.
And she managed to have slough off the soles of her feet. Some horses have thinner soles than others. And then during the rain, it just became a problem. So she's been on light duty now for 2 months with special shoes. I have the only horse at the stables with orthopedic shoes. I swear. They were on all 4 feet. Now they're just on two, the front two. And around, you know, when they glue on these kind of rubber plastic, put them at a certain angle.
Mm-hmm.
Then they cover them with like a plaster cast like you did in the old days when you busted your, you know, busted your wrist or your arm.
Yeah.
You put a plaster cast around it to protect the shoe from coming off. And she's good at it. She doesn't fight it or anything. But now, but she can't, we can't like take her out and let her run and everything.
Right.
But we can let her come out and roll. And she used to roll and jump up and buck and fart and run around in circles. But I go out there now and when she rolls, I'm standing there and she gets up and she'll, you know, she'll rear up and that kind of stuff. And then she'll come right over to me. Well, it's been hot, so we put fans in the stalls just to kind of move the air around.
Mm-hmm.
So the other horses, you know, the fans on, they just kind of wander out. She comes over and stands in front of the fan with her face there, like a, as Linda put it, she said, oh, you just, you know, kind of like you're there when you get in your, you know, getting your pedicures or manicures. You just sit there with your face toward a fan, and that's what she does. She just stands there. She, you know, feels good. Yeah.
Strange.
So, but we still, you know, you take her out and you do everything. You try to, you know, get the exercise, but she's in a good run now so she can walk up and down. So she's recovering.
That's good.
But that's what we've been going through.
Yeah.
For the last, when people say, well, how is it? Well, we're on light duty again. Now, I've never had a horse on this much light duty in my life. So that, something tells me is that one of the things is that to move her around a lot more once she gets the orthopedic shoes off and back into the regular shoes, that she needs to move like a horse is meant to do, graze and move, and move. Okay. Anyway, that's where Linda is. When I say Linda's on assignment, a lot of times it's down there taking care of the horse. She has to have supplements, so we have to fix that every day. So every day for the last 10 weeks, one of us is down there every day to make sure that she gets the supplements. And Casey, who has a stable, is just a great guy. You know, he feeds them to her, but they've got to be around. So, okay, that's enough about the horse. And on that, let's take a break.
Perfect.
I want to talk about Bernie and other things. I want to talk about your first your show. A little bit, too. I heard a little bit about it yesterday on Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
People, and it was interesting. So, I'd like to hear, you know, now that you've done it, what you're thinking about it and all that. Okay? It's 8:12 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. As we know, the insurance companies are pulling out of California, and it's tough to get insurance. Well, Judy Maxwell can help you. I guarantee that. You give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis of your plans and programs. It's not her first, as you could say, rodeo. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Hi, this This is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, backhoes, skid steers, even side-by-sides if you want to do some running around in the back country. They've got that and so much more at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your needs, Kubota needs. Small or large equipment. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, you can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Hey, Liam, okay, so you had your show.
Yeah.
It's called
Off-Rip.
Off-Rip. Different than rip-off. So, Off-Rip. And tell people what it's about.
Yeah, we're really just trying to highlight like underground artists, musicians.
Okay, now when you use the term underground, I had this certain perception, but I was wrong. You know, it was kind of like grunge and all this stuff, but it's not. It is.
There was a point in time when that's what it was, but the culture of the industry has changed, and really it's just kind of anyone who's not signed to a major label, essentially.
Okay, that's what it is. And it's all types of music.
Yeah.
Okay, so your show does what?
Everything. We'll play it. We'll really play anything. We have to like it. We're not going to play some garbage music. But, man, there's a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
But
you'll discuss it, play the music.
Yeah.
Good or bad, you'll talk about it, why it is.
Yeah.
Not all music is good.
No. it's hard. So me and Dave were talking about it. Like, it's hard to explain it, but, like, a song's either a 10 out of 10 or, like, a 5 out of 10. Like, it either has the wow factor, like, it has that thing,
yeah,
or it doesn't. And it's black and white in that sense.
But doesn't that... Now, something that's a 10 for me may not be a 10 for you.
No.
See, I go back, you know, I'm more in that 80s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s groups in that. And they're 10s. And some yep. of the stuff I hear today is, even though that... And, even though it's number one on Billboard, I mean, there's no way I'm even going to listen to it. You know,
yeah.
like, big, fat, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I can't even say it on the air.
Right.
that was like... I mean, I can't even use the words
no.
on the air. That was like number one for weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure it out. Did I listen to it? Yeah, I did listen to part of it. And I could only, you know, and I'm like, how can this be number one? And there's other songs. How can that be number one?
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't. Well, but you're young. And I thought, well, maybe it appeals to...
It doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't, you know, so then you have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's great. And that's Saturday nights. From
6 to 7.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we have the archive set up. We haven't got you on there because our webmaster had an operation. And
poor guy.
Yeah. He's too young for that stuff. Okay. Bernie. We talked about Bernie last week, that they are still boiling their water. And a gentleman called in and said, it's not just in your homes. The restaurants are shut down. The tourists are checking out of the hotels. You know, when you come in and say, oh, by the way, when you check into the hotel, we have to provide you with bottled water, which is the shortage of that, you know, because, you know, everybody's in there buying bottled water to cook with and all that. You can bathe, but I imagine if you had, like, a cut on you, open source, maybe you can't do that because they've got E. coli. In the water system, and they were flushing it, and they were doing other things. But as of today, unless it's changed in the last couple of hours, they are still boiling water. This is in the United States of America, and it's been going on for, 2 weeks now.
In Bernie. I didn't even know about that.
Didn't you know? Okay. Well,
this is the first.
They had E. coli in the water, and you missed the date. You were not the producer those days.
That's true.
But they've got they have E. coli in the water. To the level where people can't use it. It causes, you know, severe diarrhea and upset stomachs and everything. And, you know, if you get it, you know, you just dehydrate. And it's really dangerous for infants.
Fire started 5 years ago today.
Yeah, I've got a I was interviewed on that the other day. Ethan came in to interview me on for the video side of it, and they have a big article on it. And one of the things let's go back to Bernie just for a minute. The thing about Bernie is that it is a tourist area because of Bernie Falls.
Yeah.
And people going through there, like every time we head to Alturas, we stop at Bernie and we get, you know, breakfast there. Well, we can't do that now because of this E. coli thing and the restaurant shutting down. I mean, it's had a tremendous impact on that town. And you know, I don't even know if they found out yet where it's entered the water system. But see, you have to flush it with chlorine, then you've got to find out where it's coming in, and you got to plug that, and it's still on dangerous readings. Now, people are still boiling their water 2 weeks later. There's something wrong here. I don't know who's in charge of that district. Maybe it's Bernie itself, but that must be frustrating also, besides the fact it's having a severe impact on everybody. Now, the fire, the car fire started 5 years ago today. Okay. You know, for people that didn't live here then, I can't begin to tell you what the devastation was to our area. Whiskey Town.
Yeah.
It started off if I remember this correctly, by a car driving up, pulling a trailer, and they blew out a tire, and it sparked. And the people pulled off the road right away. But it was too late. It started, but then you're going to hear different things. They could have, Cal Fire could have addressed it right then, but it was on BLM land or you know, national forest land, and it wasn't. Anyway, it took off, and it burnt If you, you know, if you just go up to Whiskey Town, you can see where it burnt, but yeah, all around there. But then it came for Redding. And when it came into Redding, it was, had gained such,
it had like doubled overnight.
It doubled, and then we had the Firenado, which was, went up to like 130 plus miles per hour, where the fire just feeds itself and it causes this, just like a tornado, but it was with fire. And one of our friends lived on off of, I think it was Snow or Drive down there, right down there by, where you go down to where One Safe Place is, yep, down Market Street, and then take a left
off
there.
Like, off of Benton.
Off of Benton there. And all. Yeah, off of that. And the they were out there and they were watching. It was on the other side of the river, and it leaped the river and came at them. And they literally got out of the house with their cars and just minor personal stuff, and it hit their house. And here's the amazing thing. I mean, it just burnt their house down.
Yeah.
All these memories. Beautiful home on the river. You know, they've been living there for, gosh, what, 25 years. Kids grew up there, yeah, all that. And then it burnt through that subdivision there. And but it didn't burn every house. It's like it skipped
houses.
A house.
Yeah.
It would skip a house. And then it would burn like the if you had an outside deck, a wooden deck, and wooden deck was on fire, and if you could break the wooden deck loose or put that out.
Yeah.
But then it went into Sunset Terrace. Mm. Now, Sunset Terrace is right here in town. And it was burning homes in there, and some homes were saved because I know of in one cul-de-sac there was five homes. A firefighter lived there who happened to have the hoses and everything, and he kept his house safe and the house next to him, friends, yeah, of ours. It burnt their trees. It was so hot, half the tree was burnt, and the fruit on the tree was gone. The other half was okay. It burnt their outbuildings and all this, but he saved their house and his house. But every other house in that little cul-de-sac in Sunset Terrace burnt. Houses inside Sunset Terrace. Again, not all of them, but some of them burnt.
Yeah.
And so what did we learn from? Oh, and downtown Redding, and you know where we live.
Yeah.
But in downtown Redding, if it had jumped Bonaventura Drive, we would have been evacuated too. As it is, we took a bunch of stuff and brought it down here and put it inside the studios because we figured if it got just down here into town like this, that, you know, it was just, you know, it's too late anyway. But we moved stuff out, but we could sit there and just see the, you know, see the glow and the flames like that. So the questions are, what do we learn from that? And and the article is, did we clean up all the ladder fuel around here? And I don't believe we have.
No.
The other question is what about, how do we alert people? Now they've started these new alert systems that you can opt into, and they will call you and tell you that, you know, that you're in an evacuation area or what. We were on the air for 2 days, 14 hours a day, just giving updates,
yeah,
on what it was. Animals that you've never seen before, dogs running loose. Where do they come from? We had no idea.
Yeah,
people just turn their animals loose like that. And then the surrounding areas, and of course in Paradise,
mm-hmm,
where that 88 people died from those fires.
Terrible.
It's unbelievable when you think about
it. You never think it's going to happen to you, and then it does, you know.
It does happen, and that's the thing is, and it happens so quick.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, no, how could that happen in a town? Well, in Paradise, what we learned about Paradise is that one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
And so now you're seeing, like, up in Shingletown, so what are some of the things? In Shingletown, they've cleared off both sides of the road so that the fire can't just tunnel,
yeah,
the road.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so people are trying to drive through there, so at least they do about that. But everybody here was touched by it. Now, a good thing from it, the way the people of Redding and Shasta County turned together We were the third most giving community in the United States during that time frame.
Yeah.
Where we were helping each other. And there was not rancor. No. Nobody gave a damn. What political party you were, or what you stood for, what was making you upset. Everybody pulled together on that to help out.
Yeah.
People, when it started, they immediately called 9/11, as did other motorists driving on Highway 299 who spotted the fire. Anyone who sees signs of fire should call 911 immediately and don't assume somebody else is calling in. But I think we've all learned that. And then it just kept going. Nearly 45, it destroyed 1,083 homes in Redding and Shasta County. 1,083. Nearly 45% of the homes have been rebuilt. That means 55% after 5 years have not been rebuilt.
Wow.
Some people didn't have insurance. They were still, FEMA could help and all this. Mm-hmm. But 817 of the houses were located in unincorporated areas of the county, in Keswick and Swayze Drive area, really got hit hard.
Yeah.
Jeez. And of that, 86 of those, of 297 houses that have been rebuilt, 86 of those have been manufactured homes. And there's 55 houses are currently under construction, or their owners applied for a building permit. In Redding, 266 homes were destroyed, including those in Lake Redding, Estates neighborhood, where about 65 homes were destroyed or damaged when a fire went through there. Up when we went up into Sunset Terrace.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable damages and destruction up there. In the city of Redding, 180 homes have been rebuilt, and another 23 are either under construction or the building permits and plans are in place. 23% of the homes, 63 of the 266 houses destroyed, have not been submitted. So maybe they're not. Maybe they moved. Maybe they just took the insurance money and just left. Anyway. It forced 39,000 Redding area residents to evacuate. And like I said, the chief of police said if it jumped Bonaventura, the whole downtown up there, on Placer.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole area would have been evacuated. Because, I live in a cedar-sided home, as do others. And we were watching globs of fire come at you.
Well, it's dense enough in there, too, that it would have been pretty scary.
Oh my gosh! Everything around my street is wood, and so if it had caught, it would have just. And then there's fences and there's trees and all this that was. Anyway, the jury, there's been lawsuits, and it still hasn't been in court yet. A lawsuit that has blamed the city of Redding for the way the wildfire spread, including Stanford Hills and Land Park subdivisions. They're saying that they failed to heed warnings of a monster wildfire that was predicted in the city's 2014 local hazard mitigation plan.
Ooh.
How much mitigation has gone through since then?
None.
I'm not sure, but this is something we need to I'm not sure how much, but I do know of – and we got to take a break.
Yeah.
I do know of a private organization, McConnell.
Yes.
It got these grants to clear land. And when I talked to the guy a year ago, or 2 years ago, he just says, you can't believe the problems it takes to clear this, to clear out ladder fuels.
Yes.
It's on private lands. They don't want you to do it. They don't want you coming in there. It's on others. And he must have used the word problems five times in 5 minutes, the problems I'm facing, this and this. And I really felt sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
Actually did, because they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Now, things may have gotten better since then. I hope they did. Anyway, 5 years.
Yeah.
An earth-shaking event around here. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that many houses had burned in Redding.
It's a lot.
I had, oh, my gosh. We know people. I don't think anybody doesn't know people. We know people that lived a block away, you know, like one block over from where that fire came down there. We lost our fire lieutenant that was killed there, Stokes.
Yeah.
And he, you know, when that tornado hit there, I mean, you could see signs that were bent over.
Yeah.
And imagine a metal traffic sign bent over. And then seeing in this area, every house burnt, and across the street, none. And those people felt horribly. They, you know, you talk about PTSD. Why is my house still here, and my neighbors are gone? They were having PTSD over that, and you know, wondering how could that happen.
Yeah.
No. It was probably as close as you're going to get to combat. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Good people down there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you set up a time that works for you. I'm giving them a call, in fact, today to set up one this week. 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sunday steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Southern night. Have you ever felt a southern night?
Back to the Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good song. It's about 77 degrees and sunny, going up to 97 today or 98, somewhere in there. Drop down to 68 tonight. The weather's going to be like this week, only one day of 100, and it's going to be beautiful weather. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging and their home fall prevention program. Its whole purpose behind this is to prevent debilitating falls, injurious falls, to those people, older adults and people with disabilities. The program doesn't cost you anything if you're in it. So to see if you can get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Okay. So, others. Okay. Now this is going to be something, you know, you're going to be surprised that I'm taking this type of viewpoint. Lowe's, you know, Lowe's home stuff.
Yeah.
Fired an elderly woman, elderly being 68, are you kidding? Who was punched 3 times in the face, and she's got a black eye and all this. She was trying to stop a robbery. And so this is what happened. These three people come in, and they loaded up a cart with about $2,500 worth of stuff. And this was in Georgia. And Donna Hansbrough, 68, who'd worked at the Lowe's for 13 years, tried to stop them and was fired for violating store policy. When she attempted to stop the thieves by grabbing the cart as they ran for the store's exit, they allegedly punched her in the face 3 times, leaving her with a black eye. Now, after that, the company then fired her for violating company policy. They have a very strict company policy that prevents employees from intervening with criminals. Now, here's what I think. She should just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it can. It just. You know what? Does it make you upset? It totally upsets me that people do this with impunity, which then causes them to lose millions of dollars a year, which entails us then raising prices so we end up paying for it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I understand perfectly why they do this.
Well, it's kind of like Donna. Like, that's a minimum wage job, you know? Like, why?
Yeah,
Right?
Well, it could be more because she worked
there. Well, yeah. I mean, it could be more. But it's also like, where's the line of your responsibility? Like,
Well, what she said is, I just got tired of seeing things go out the door. I basically lost all the training. Everything they tell you to do, I just lost it, she explained. So she knew the rules.
Yeah, she was just angry.
She was angry that they're just doing this with impunity. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
Well, now something has because they assaulted her, so they've arrested one and they're looking for the other two. But she not only did she get beat up, but she lost her job at the same time.
The good news is it sounds like she can get a bag off of that.
A bag?
Yeah, a bag. Like money.
Oh, you're talking about if she sues?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. She may, you know, how you would get it from the people that beat her up? I mean, they've got probably nothing. I mean, it wasn't like somebody drives up in a Mercedes-Benz and loads it up with $2,100 worth of stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and she violated a policy that she said she knew about. And, you know, so my thoughts on that are this. And those people working there, you're right, a lot of them are minimum wage jobs. And I know people that work in places like Sportsman's Warehouse and other places, and it just infuriates them. You know, the only thing they could do is stand in front of them.
Yeah.
They can't reach out. They can't do anything. And the people just walk around them. It used to be at Sportsman's Warehouse years ago.
Yeah.
They'd pursue them. They'd jump on them in the parking lot.
See, that'd be so fun.
Huh?
That'd be so fun.
Well,
tackle.
Well, what about this? What if you just go up to stores and offer them, I've got a theft solution for you. I've got 4 guys out in the parking lot. Only thing you all have to do is point at them and say they're stealing this stuff.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, the stuff comes back into the store. You're going to have to restock it. But
yeah.
And then the only thing you ask is turn off the cameras in the parking lot. And, you know, and you do that and save them. And you're losing $2 million a year. Pay me $1 million a year, and you've made $1 million right there.
Yeah.
And or, you know, losing $3 million. And then the, you know, the four or five guys out there, or girls, will be remunerated for stopping the thefts out in the parking lot. They've got to be identified, though, by the, you know, so you're kind of like standing outside.
Yeah.
And they're saying, this person's stealing this. Pew! They just take it back from them and push it back in. Now, downside on that is that somebody will then say they were beat up out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Then, well, they assaulted me first. And I know it sounds like vigilantism almost, but no, if it's a business, you're okay.
Yeah.
So. It'll never happen, of course. No, they'd rather lose the $3 million than because there could be a lawsuit, which would cost them $1 million on top of that.
Yeah.
They beat me up because I'm stealing stuff from
them. Well, then, like, the next question is, like, if you were to hire adequate security as a corporation at all of your stores across the country, it would probably cost you more than you were losing in stolen product.
And then the other thing, too, is can that security stop them?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we go right back to it.
Yeah.
I mean, so how many times have you been in Safeway and you're standing in line and you've got two items? If you just walked out of the store, nobody'd say anything.
No.
And it's because you don't do things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she lost her job. She's just let it go. Hey, that's Lowe's. It's not my stuff. Which, again, is infuriating.
Yeah.
Because you care about what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
And you see the same people coming in there and stealing $2,000 worth of stuff once a week. You know they're fencing it someplace. Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you know, they've started that new residency program. They have 13 new doctors right here in Reading. They're going through the program that are going to the different clinics, VA, Reading Rancheria, but also on all of the different specialties they have in the hospital. And working in the emergency room, they're going out with doctors in the community that have specialties that they can then start taking patients and working with doctors like that. This is just the first year. Next year they expect 8 more, maybe more. And the bottom line on this is good doctors, more doctors to help out with our medical problems here in Northern California, but also maybe once they are here, that they see what they see what Reading's really like after 3 years and not just stopping by when it's 115 degrees out and wanting to come back. So getting more doctors into our area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 8:46 in the morning, 78 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Well, it's all right.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Look forward, face up, at ornagillmd.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at ornagillmd.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to ornagillmd.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at ornagillmd.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaum. Tomorrow, Haven Humane and more. What am I hearing here? Oh, that's me. My computer turned on and it's just talking away at me. Haven Humane will be on tomorrow, and gosh, a couple other surprises, surprise guests and all this. The legalization of marijuana has caused two law enforcement entities to lose their jobs. Yep, that's right. In Minnesota, let me see here, Django and Cobra have lost their jobs. Why?
What's that?
Django and Cobra, that's the names of the law enforcement entities. They are marijuana-sniffing dogs.
Oh.
And because of the legalization of marijuana, they are effectively out of a job. They were trained to detect cannabis, a skill the department stopped working on teaching new dogs years ago. The spokesman said Django and Cobra, who are already reaching the end of their careers, were relegated to patrol work before the retirement in September. Because they likely can't be trained to stop detecting marijuana. And since it's legal now,
right?
They have lost. Well, they haven't really. They've been reassigned. I think that, to me, that's kind of hilarious. A dog trained to do both patrol work and drug detection will cost the department nearly $12,000 for that.
Wow.
And the death of another dog in the team dealt an unexpected blow to the unit. Now we're kind of scrambling to come up to a plan to get a new dog purchased and get the canine team up and running again. You know, frankly, canines are such a force multiplier to an officer that's out there by himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he gets four or five guys out there, girls or whoever it is, and he's trying to, you know, keep lid on, and they're looking at him because there's four or five of them.
Yeah.
And then the dog comes out and sits down next to him, and things quiet down real quick.
Oh, yeah.
There, because they don't want to take on the dog and the
And the guy
at the same time, or the officer at the same time. I don't know if you heard the show the other day with the sheriff's deputy, they can have an hour before backup.
I know, that's terrifying.
Yeah, did you hear that one?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I could.
Shasta County's huge. And they work all the way out to
Fall River.
Fall River, but also, what is that, Old Station.
Yeah.
All the way out there. Imagine getting a call and having to, first of all, to get out there.
Yeah.
Then you get out there and you find out there's three or four people that are, you know, in the middle of a violent episode. And you having to get into it would only make it worse because there's only one of you, so you're waiting for backup. Now, backup could be a highway patrolman. It could be a fishing game
officer. That surprised me. I didn't know that fishing game had...
Fishing game go through... they've got arrest powers.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend that was a good friend that was a fishing game officer in New Mexico. He says, you can't, you know, we're there backing up. And he says, you know, you figure it's one of the most dangerous jobs. They're out there in the middle of nowhere by themselves. They go up into a hunting camp where everybody's armed and probably some of them been drinking. And there's somebody's been poaching or they did something illegal. So he's there trying to write out a citation for it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not serious enough to try to arrest somebody, just writing citations, you're in the middle of nowhere with no backup.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, but the fishing game can come in and also back up. But still, not having that little force multiplier in the car. But they are expensive, like we said.
A lot of the people who live, like, way out there, you know, they're kind of scary people. They're people that want to get away from, like, society and do their scary person activities, you know?
Well, a lot of them like to live off the grid. And why? Because they don't want the government intruding on their lives. And it could be because they're doing something illegally, or just they just don't want the government intruding on their lives anymore. Yeah. So they are out there, and they may be, you know, who knows? They may have built a place that's...
A little compound.
Yeah. Little compound there.
Compound could be fun.
Yeah, if you think about it.
Little pond.
Buy yourself a 100-acre spot like in Montana or someplace.
Oh, yeah.
So, the heat. They just did that story on the guy down at Death Valley. He'd just been interviewed by a camera team on him hiking out there. He did it all the time. And then he... After they interviewed him and he was standing there, he collapses and dies.
Oh, wow.
Right there. And they're trying to figure out what it was. If it was heat-related or anything. But they just found two more hikers in southern Nevada. After a group of hikers noticed that they had not returned from their hike. And it was triple-digit temperatures. And Las Vegas went out there to the Fire State Park, Valley of the Fire, which... I've been in there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, but you're out in the desert. And they said the women entered the hiking trail Saturday morning, and they weren't back. And they found they weren't part of the same group, but they called and did a welfare check, and they arrived. One woman was found dead on the trail, and the other woman was located in a canyon.
That's sad.
No, if you're going to go out and hike in these areas, which I can't figure out why you would, and it's 115 degrees out, you ought to be taking like half your body weight in water.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Rent a llama, rent a donkey, and put nothing on it but water.
Yeah,
when you're going out, that was one of the biggest problems we had when it was extremely hot. Is keeping our Marines hydrated.
Yeah,
they go out with hydro packs.
Mm-hmm.
And which had a couple gallons of water on it, but it's hot. The water's hot. It didn't make any difference. It was still water. And you had to keep, putting water into people. So you'd be getting resupplied with water all the time out there. So, but people don't understand this, is how fast your body dehydrates in that kind of, it just seems like we've seen five or six of these instances.
Well, a lot of times you're out without cell service or without GPS.
Yeah.
And you
get turned around.
Yeah. I mean, like when I go backpacking, I use this little satellite, little phone receiver thing.
Yeah.
It has an SOS button. And so it's connected to all of like my important people. So if I were to fall down a ditch and break both my legs, I could just press this button and it would send like an alert out.
Do you have to have cell service or
satellite?
No,
it's satellite.
Yeah, it's like a GPS.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you can also track, you drop a pin on it.
Exactly.
And when you're leaving, and then then when you want to go back, you just turn around and hit reverse, and it will take you back down that same area.
Yeah.
No, it just makes sense. Yeah.
So, if you're someone who's going to be putting yourself in those kinds of positions, you should invest in
I think people don't,
They don't recognize the
danger.
They
don't recognize the danger. Nope. And I mean, if you'd ask those two women,
yeah,
hey, do you want to go kill yourselves today? Oh, no, of course the answer is no. And yeah, so then you, but they got lost. And I'm like, sure that's what happened. They got lost. Or they just, they took water with them, but obviously yeah, not enough.
Or the dude who got his arm stuck in that rock and had to cut it off.
Years
right?
ago, he cut, yeah, him, cut off cut his own arm.
That's
off.
Crazy. Well, yeah, I mean, these
not
are,
really. It, he got stuck, but yeah, he also knew if he didn't do that,
he would have died.
He would have died, and he said so. I think he used, I don't know, his leather man or something like this. God. I don't know, but cut it off and then put a tourniquet around it. I mean, my God, or he put a tourniquet around yeah, it first, then cut. You know, with one hand and left his arm there.
That's crazy.
They should just leave the arm there.
I wonder if he went back and retrieved it.
Well, I'm sure they brought it out.
Framed it.
Jeez.
That's cool.
No, that shows you somebody that wants to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could have done it. No, I don't know.
You don't know till you're in it.
You don't know till you're in it.
We would see people that should have died from injuries.
Yeah.
Right? And they live.
Yeah.
And they went on with their lives. You see other people that shouldn't have died that did.
Yeah.
So there's something inside
yeah,
there. You know, you can overcome shock and these things. And then mm-hmm, there's people pumping IVs in you. And, you know, I think part of it is realizing that you can live.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thanks, everybody, for being with us this morning. And we're going to end this segment. And then tomorrow, like I said, Haven Humane and much more are going to be joining us. It is hot. Not as hot as it has been, but it can still cause problems if you leave your dog or anything else in that car. So be careful out there.